We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The hottest next tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
Here we go. Second to last game at MSG, and the Knicks still needed to take care of business, gunning for that number four spot in the playoffs, and they would match up against a testy Charlotte Hornets team. The Charlotte Hornets team sitting in eighth in the East would not go quietly into the night, because even an 18-point second quarter Knicks lead would not be enough to put these Hornets away. And when it came down to the wire, Scary Terry would get the Hornets a big, big bucket to tie the game up and ultimately jump into overtime. But in OT, the Knicks got timely hoops by Julius, Alec Burks, Bullock, and Julius would assist on four dimes, a couple of Nerlens Noel as well, who would finish with another monster game himself. Knicks put this one away in OT. 118 to 109. Let's get it going, baby. One more left. Still in business. Knicks take care of the Hornets. This is Knicks Post Game Live. Number one show for the fans by the fans. Presented by Manscaped. CP the Franchise, CK2K in the building. CK Matinee Saturday, man. I like these ones. I like these matinee joints, man, because we get all the worldwide fans in here. It's a nice day over here in New York. And, hey, 118-109 gritty overtime win. Wasn't pretty, bro, but we got the job done. Did what we needed to do, man. What you think about this game today?
Like I told you, I'm a little upset. I'm going to be completely real with you. I'm a little upset just because of the lack of energy to end off that second half. I feel like it was just yeah, so frustrating to see. And I'm not, you know, what pissed me off the most is just seeing how we flipped that script so beautifully in overtime. You know what I mean? Like, that's the team that I want to see close out this game in the fourth quarter. The ball movement was on point. The shots are going back down because everyone was eating. Julius Randle was in his bag all over again. It's like he put that switch and he went in his Magic Johnson bag and was finding everybody. And I feel like we had the opportunity to do the same thing in the fourth quarter, but we just went stagnant and our defense just took a dump. So it was just, I was frustrated with it because I saw how great we looked in that overtime. I feel like that could have been transferred to the fourth quarter. We could have wrapped this thing up knowing, like you just mentioned, we got another early game tomorrow, back-to-back, wrap up this season. But, of course, ultimately, I'm very happy. I'm very excited, very proud of this team. 40 wins, CP.
40 wins.
You know?
40
so
wins.
I love it. I love seeing it. But like I said, I was frustrated. I was disappointed. You know, disappointed but proud.
It really felt like it was slipping away. I'm with you, bro, because the third quarter, I just felt like we lost our edge. Things got chippy. You know, RJ wasn't getting his calls. You had Julius getting into it, RJ getting into it with some of the Hornets players. And then, you know, the Hornets themselves really started, you know, taking it to them. between Miles Bridges. You had Devontae Graham went off. He was struggling coming into this game. He would end up going off and bringing them back. You know, Jalen McDaniels had a nice second half as well. Hornets would end up outscoring the Knicks in that second half 50-41, this after a 18-point deficit in the second quarter. That was that. But in the fourth, you know, things were interesting. Once again, as I told that bonehead Max Kellerman, Alec Burks is going to get a lot of responsibility at the point. Yeah. He's going to get a lot of responsibility at the point, bro, and he did that today. Basically closed the fourth and in overtime and came up big in OT, man. Burks definitely came up big in OT, bro.
Yeah, I was huge. I was big on it. Excuse me. Because I know a lot of people were calling for, at least on Twitter, a lot of people were calling for Derrick Rose. But I was glad that we closed out with Alec Burks, because I was just saying on Thursday's show that I was perfectly fine if Rose didn't even play these next two games for the fact that, you know, I want him to be good and healthy for the playoffs. But Rose came in there, gave us some good minutes. But like you mentioned, Alec Burks went in there and he did a great job. I felt like running the thing at the point guard with quickly playing off ball. But, you know, like I said, we got really stagnant in that second half.
Yeah.
But you saw that everything started cooking in the overtime. And, you know, I feel like that is more of the result of what we truly look like compared to the fourth quarter, because the ball movement was there. When we get ISO, we just make it easier for other defenses to guard us when we do that. But once we move the ball, as you can see, they got all discombobulated quick because they were cooking us. And then all of a sudden, once the ball movement was there, our defense was looking good. They got discombobulated, and I feel like we can carry that over.
Yeah, and I'll get to the ISO in a second, but D. Rose did come back. That was one of the stories of the game. 15 points, finished with an efficient night, 6-9 from the field, 1-2 from downtown, chip in with 3 dimes. Defensively, you know, it was a bit rough for him, especially late in that third quarter. So Tibbs does go to Burks and then has Burks end up finishing the fourth and OT. Speaking of Julius, triple-double Julius, 33 points, 13 rebounds, 10 boards, 12 of 25 from the field. He was flaming Cody Zeller all day. Cody Zeller was out there looking like, remember Brian Cardinal, the janitor? The janitor 2.0. Michael Jordan's prized damn draft pick, right?
Yeah,
they killed the Knicks, but barely kill LJ, MJ, taking Cody Zeller with the fourth pick in the draft. But that's neither here nor there. Triple-double for Julius. As you said, with the ISO, I can't take the ISO stuff down the stretch, bro. I can't take it in crunch time. I can't take it in the clutch. Teams do it. We know that with their star players. Julius did have a clutch bucket or two against the Spurs game. I was there. I seen it in person. But, you know, down the stretch in the fourth quarter here, I just didn't like it, man. I just didn't like it. It was too many wasted possessions down the stretch.
Yeah, it overcomplicates it, right? It feels like we're making it way more difficult on ourselves to close out that game because, like you just mentioned, Julius Randle had an efficient game, 48 from the field, 40 from three, you know, over 60 from the free throw line, which is, you know, not to his par for the season. But, like, Julius Randle was playing really efficient throughout the entire game. And for whatever reason, when we go down to the ice in the fourth quarter, it just completely makes us look like a Knicks team of old. Like, it is not who we've been, the identity we've had this entire season. And I'm with you, man. I don't understand why we go down to that every game in that fourth quarter. And it just doesn't work. I get you. The Spurs game, you know, he had some good shots. And even in this game, at the beginning of the fourth, he was giving us some good shots. He gave us a quick 5 points. I feel like it was at the five-minute mark. But then we just went stagnant. We were at 104-104, where it felt like the entire fourth quarter. I just feel like, you know, it just makes things, as easy as it might sound, having one dude go down there trying to score, I think it overcomplicates the situation because then the ball movement stops, the energy goes down, and then, like I said, it makes it easier on the other team's defense. So I'm 1,000% with you. I'm not a fan of when we go down to ISO because that's just not our identity. We're not that. We play better when we
move
play
it.
The team. That's
move that rock. And on the flip side, once it got into overtime, I was confident. Once it got into overtime, I was confident that they were going to put them away. But a lot of it was Julius moving the ball and getting guys good shots.
And there's my anger.
He found Burks. He found Bullock back-to-back threes. Found Noel for a couple nice ones under the basket. 4 dimes for Julius in the overtime. And there it is. Put them away easily. I believe the Hornets only scored 5 points in OT. Knicks outscored them 14-5 to close it out, man. So the ball movement was crispy. And I thought the defense also stepped up when they needed to put it away.
Yeah, and it's crazy. I joked on Twitter. I had said that if Julius Randle had noticed how close he was to that triple-double in the fourth quarter, I'm sure this game would have been a wrap. Because he, like you said, easy four assists, got his rebounds, and then right there had that triple-double. But on top of that, the whole team just looked like a well-oiled machine because Julius Randle was just doing what Julius Randle has been doing all season. And your boy Reggie Bullock, who shot great this entire night, but he looked like he just couldn't find a bucket there in that fourth quarter. He sparked life again in that overtime. That's just where the frustration came in, because that overtime, that looked like my Knicks.
Yeah, that was us, man. That was the team that started this game. And as you mentioned, Bullock, 6-12 from the field, 5-9 from downtown, 17 points, bounced back after struggling during the Spurs game. So good job by Bullock. How about Nerlens? 5 blocks for Nerlens Noel, the Nerlin Wall. I like that nickname. The Nerlin
I like
Wall.
Too. I saw that. Yeah.
That's fire. That's fire. The Nerlin Wall, 5 block shots, bro. 8 points, 11 rebounds. He had a couple good sequences in this game and closed out the overtime very well.
Yeah, 100%. He's doing his thing. He's out there doing his thing. He helped us out there offensively too a little bit there at the end of the game, man. He had that beautiful Tyson Chandler tip out rebound.
He was in his Tyson bag in overtime. Got like 2 of those,
crazy.
Bro.
Yeah, man. So I'm telling you, man, I just love what Nerlens Noel's been giving us. Again, I have to give some props to Taj Gibson again. More energy plays for us throughout the entire game. That's was a big part of why we had the nice lead we had in that first half, was because of Taj Gibson's play. But both of them, Nerlens Noel. God, I love the Nerlens Wall. I love that.
Nerlens Wall. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that one and Ashley's no Noel one, like Mutombo no Noel.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, he played really well. And like I said, we played good up until that second half. It was like the first second in overtime. That's all I want to remember from this game.
Mm-hmm. RJ 4-for-10 from the field. Was a struggle for him. 9 points, 4 dimes, 4 rebounds. Couple things here. Number one, when can my guy get a call, bro? I mean, it seems like he's taking a beating night in, night out, and not getting the respect of the whistle from the refs. I mean, is he too strong out there, CK? Like, RJ's just not getting any type of respect from these referees, man. And I think it got to him today.
And that's why I said I wasn't even mad at the tech, bro. That's 70 games of frustration that came out in that technical foul. And even after the fact, like, he had to go to the referee, like, my bad, but explain to me how the hell that's not a call.
Sorry,
like,
sir.
I'm only 20. I apologize, but why? Talk to me. Explain it to me. Because, we say it all the time. It's like, even when we were watching that watch along, I think it was the Laker game.
Lakers. Phoenix.
Whatever the game before. Yeah, right, whatever. But, he gets penalized for being strong. Like, unless he goes out there and, you know, goes in his Oscar-worthy performances when he goes and gets hit, he's not going to get those foul calls because he's just too strong and he's not looking like he's getting buzzed by the foul calls. But that's just not how the game goes. Like, his arm is getting tapped every time he goes to the rim and he's just not getting them called. I hope that's something that changes, because I feel like once that's added to the game, once he's getting those James Harden, you know, 8, 6, 7 free throws a game, like, it's just going to all be a part of the growth of RJ Barrett as a scorer. But it's frustrating to see, man. I felt him. I get it.
Tough one, man. Tough one. But we still bounced back and got the win. So, you know, we'll move on to the next one. Move on to Boston tomorrow. Last game of the season. Last game at MSG. 1 o'clock tip-off against Boston. IQ. I thought IQ gave him some good minutes. Highest plus-minus on the team, plus 18 for IQ. I thought he was relatively effective, especially with the second unit in the second quarter. 13 points for IQ, 4-for-8 from the field, and 2-for-6 from downtown. What you think about IQ today?
Don't you just love that this kid is a rookie and he has these kind of turnaround games like he's a vet, man? It's crazy. This guy, because normally, like, rookies, like, we saw even with our own, with Obi Toppin, like, in the beginning of the season, he just had a slump of a bunch of games. And, you know, because it's the NBA, you know, when your shot's not going in, you get extra hard on yourself because you're trying to make a name for yourself for your first season in the league. But this man, Emmanuel Quickley, will have, like, 2 bad games, and then he bounces back in the craziest way possible because he went off in that second quarter. Yeah. And it was much needed because he had a rough return while Alec Burks was having a great return the other night, and he came here and flipped that thing around today. He's one player, and it's crazy. He's a rookie, and he's one of those players on the Knicks where he can shoot it at any point, anywhere, anytime, and I'm never concerned
good
if it's
about
going
it.
Or not. It just looks good. It just always looks like it's going to go in, and I feel good about it. So, yeah, I'm always impressed with him. And it's the plus 18 is something that is just so regular for him. He goes out there, he's just efficient. So, shout out to Manny Quickley. I ain't surprised about that. And I'm glad he got the close out, too. That was really cool to see.
Big time, big time. And so, you know, it's going to be key to get that 3-guard second unit healthy. You know, IQ, Rose, Burks. Very important for us as we head into the postseason, especially the type of rotations that you can have with them, RJ, Julius, you know, run those guys in and out. I'm sure Tibbs is going to shorten the rotation a little bit. You may see less OB during these games. So those three guys are going to have a prominent, prominent role in the postseason. And like I said, Burks is going to be that third and fourth quarter point guard to get you to close with D-Rose. You're not going to be seeing Peyton. Peyton's days are dwindling. I don't know if they're going to change the starting five. You know, Peyton got his 12 minutes today. I don't think they're going to change it per se. But second half, you're going to see Burks and Rose closing at the point, bro.
I think that's just going to be the theme right there, what you just mentioned, the 12 minutes. I think he's still going to start. You're still going to, you know, Tibbs is going to try his best to get whatever he can get out of Peyton, hopefully get some defensive pressure, hopefully he can get some driving dishes or whatever that he hopes to get from Elfrid Peyton. But I think it's more so going to be just less minutes for him, but he's still going to be starting that first quarter and that third quarter. And that's just, yeah. I don't see that changing, bro. And especially going to the playoffs, you can't do that right now. I don't think it happens.
Agreed, agreed. Another thing, one of the things I want to pay attention to as they get into the playoffs is just getting on the boards, man, just getting those timely rebounds. You know, that's one of the things that we missed with Mitch. Julius did chip in with 10 on the defensive side. Noel, 9. Burks, another solid one. 8 today. 10 rebounds against the Spurs. That's going to be solid. It's going to have to be rebound by committee, bro. Mm-hmm. Going to have to get on the boards and limit the other team from getting second chance opportunities because Noel can't do it all on his own. And you know, Julius is going to do what he can, but it's going to have to be by committee.
Yeah, and luckily we got the bodies for that. You know, RJ Barrett, not tonight, didn't really show today, today, where he only had 4 rebounds. But RJ Barrett, throughout the entire season, he's been having a lot of 8, 10, 9, 7 rebound nights. So I feel like that's something that he can do. And Alec Burks, for his size, he's just always at the right place at the right time. I'm a huge fan of rebounding guards and seeing Alec Burks do that. It's like a master class at the guard position, getting those rebounds. But, yeah, it's definitely something that we got to do. And I feel like this team, though, too, and that's one thing you got to give credit for the Hornets. They do that. You know, LaMelo Ball is a guy. I mean, he didn't really play too much tonight, but LaMelo Ball is a guy that can get those rebounds at the point guard position. They got all those long, lengthy guys that play the 3, the 4 in Miles Bridges and Jalen McDaniels and P.J. Washington. That's what they do. So for them to have that number on us tonight, I wasn't really too surprised. But I completely agree. Going forward, going into the playoffs, going into these series that we're going to be seeing, we got to be rebounding by committee. We can't put it all on those just because it's our center. And I feel like we got the personnel now that people are starting to become back healthy. I think we can do that.
Got to get on it. So to everybody in the chat, once again, thumbs up button for you boys. CPCK2K, this is Knicks Fan TV, Knicks Post Game Live, presented by Manscaped. If you guys are new in the chat, leave us a hashtag new. We'll shout you guys out. And welcome, everybody, to the matinee post-game show. I want to salute a couple super chats that have come in so far. CK, shout-out to Samir is here. Says thumbs up for your squad. 40 wins, CP. Got to say Randall is a better playmaker than a shot maker in the clutch. Real talk. Shout-out to CL Kenrick with a super chat. He says Noel welcomes L.A. Melo, Washington, and others to the School of Hard Blocks. Stay in your seat, LaMelo, before you get sent to the principal's office. 5 block shots from Nerlens, man. He was not playing around. He was not here for the theatrics. CK sending him home. So shout out to Nerlens, man. Outstanding season. Second in the league with blocks with 2 and change behind the Stifle Tower. So great job by him. Great pickup out of front office. Kenny Williams sends a super chat. Says they are really the cardiac Knicks. Damn. Hey, I told you, man. It's year in, year out, whether they got something to play for or not. It's always a cardiac situation with the Knicks, man. But it's nice to see them pull it out. Nick Fury sends a super chat. He says, Nerlens must have been listening to Dawn Penn before the game today. No. Noel, man. Playboy Cookie says, Peyton needs to be sued for offensive malpractice.
Come on, son.
Play like that should never be aired on TV. Yeah, it got ugly for him, CK, man. I'm not going to lie to you, man. I felt a little bit sorry for the guy, Elfrid, man. Had the step back air ball, you know, barely, you know, drew iron on the 3 ball. After that, he was out of there. You didn't see the rest of him or Peyton. So, hey.
I saw someone in the chat, the last stream, ask, like, at this point, like, this is no Elfrid Peyton hate, but at some point, should we start going after Tibbs for putting Elfrid Peyton out there and getting him embarrassed that way? And you know what? Maybe that's the case, because you're right, because I was starting to feel bad, too, because Elfrid Peyton, he just couldn't get it. He just couldn't get it going. It's just like, get him out of there.
It's a hard knock life for Peyton right now. Hard knock life for
right,
Peyton.
Right.
And so we have it, CK. The main event is tonight. Miami Heat. Yep. Milwaukee Bucks, 8 o'clock Eastern time. I am locked in on that game. Here's the playoff situation. Knicks need Miami to lose. If Miami loses, the Knicks win. Doesn't matter what the Hornet, what the Hawks do, Knicks will get the fourth seed because they own the tiebreaker on the Hawks. We need that one Miami loss to the Milwaukee Bucks, right? The Hawks, they're going to finish against the Rockets. Hawks are going to finish against the Rockets at home tomorrow. Now, Rockets play the Clippers tough. Mm-hmm. So, we'll see. We'll see, right? You know, we never know with Kevin Porter Jr., man. He might have a 60-piece in his bag. So, let's see how that plays out, bro. What are you thinking about Heat and Bucks tonight?
Oh, man, I'm worried. I'm hoping you're right. We talked about it briefly again on Thursday, and I hope you're right. You don't think that the Bucks will pull any punches coming into the game tonight, but something just tells me because they know, like, they don't give a damn about the Knicks. They know that if this goes the wrong way, that they'll see them in the first round. Who was the team that knocked them out of the playoffs in the bubble? You know what I mean? And I still feel like the Heat kind of have their number. So I don't know. I'm just a little worried about it, but I'm really hoping that Giannis and those boys go out there and they go out there and play their game and then get themselves a good seed because I feel like they have chances to still move. I think
they can still get two.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see, man. It's completely up to them, but I'm I don't know. I'm a little worried. I'm gonna be watching it very closely.
Me too. Me too, man. So we'll be locked in. If anything happens, you know we'll be back live and breaking it all down. Before we get to the calls, remember, guys, today's show is also brought to you by Smitty's Beard Essentials. This is a premier beer product, my favorite right now. Salute to Angie Watts, the CEO, and her husband, Richard. Richard's a diehard Knicks fan, man. And Smitty's, 100% natural, fellas. No dyes, no synthetic fragrances, no sulfates or anything like that. 100% and certified vegan. So that's something that I love about it. And, yeah, man, these beard products from the Beard Wash, to the beard oil, to the beard butter. It just keeps my beard smelling good, feeling good, smooth, moisturized, and that's very important, especially as we're all starting to step back out and get back out there and hit the streets. So make sure you guys go to AngieWatts.com and enter promo code Knicks for 20% off your order. AngieWatts.com, promo code Knicks for 20% off your order. All right, let's get to the phone. CK here with the streets have to say. Let's start with Will from New York. Will, what's going on, bro? Let's go to Rube from New Jersey. Rube, what's going on?
What's up, brother? CPCK, what's going on?
Rube, how you feeling, man? Welcome back, bro.
Oh, man. Yo, listen, man. I'm ecstatic. Yo. I joined the Discord yesterday.
Nice.
Just sent out a message, right? Listen, I can't find it. I had to have my son hook me up. But I want to say this, too, number one. Listen, y'all made my week last week. Just bigging up my kid, showing him respect. We watched the whole show after I hung up and everything while I was eating dinner. And the respect and love that you showed my kid, it warmed my heart, man. It really did. It really warmed my heart. Because we got to bring more of these young kids back into the Knicks family that didn't exist because we've been bad for so long, you know? But I'm going to say this, Knicks Fan TV, hear me out. Really, what I want to do is we gotta start a petition. I would love to start a petition, however we could do it. YouTube is a good vehicle to have y'all on, but we got to get this on MSG or ESPN. We got to get this movement going. I'm spreading this love everywhere. We got to get this movement going immediately and keep it going. This is a great, great show. Y'all do tremendous things. Ashley's bringing a fire when people are down in the Knicks or talking bad. I heard a podcast with her on the New York Post with Junkyard Dog and Sal Licata, she went in. Did you catch that?
I didn't catch that one, man. But definitely shout out Ashley and the Junkyard Dog, man. That's my guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, she went. She's something else, man. Queen, I love her. She's something else. But I'm gonna tell you something, man. You guys are just doing great things, man. We gotta get this. We gotta get this on a bigger platform, man. MSG all the way.
Appreciate
it. We gotta do something, man. We definitely do. We gotta do something. But the Knicks are just playing tremendous right now. I don't care about who we play. I play anybody. We fall to the six because so many people are convinced that Atlanta is going to be a walk, that we want Atlanta. And I say, why are you saying that? I mean, you know, I know we swept them this year, but still, you know, whoever we play, we play. This is house money right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, so, I'm with you, bro. I'm definitely with you, man. Go ahead.
Yes. So I'm just overjoyed. We're going to look forward to the game tomorrow. You know, I know once again my kid is right here next to me. Yeah, I know you were asking for his name, so I'll let him tell you his name and everything. And listen, I want to just say congratulations. Thank you. You guys are really, really making this season just a season to remember. Not just the Knicks, but Knicks Fan TV.
Appreciate it.
By the way, mm-hmm. I ordered two hats, too.
Oh, no doubt.
That's
no
coming
doubt.
My way.
Yeah, definitely. Nice,
two
nice,
Knicks
nice.
Fan TV
snaps,
hats.
Bro.
So when we get up in that garden, get vaccinated tomorrow, get my second dose, get in that garden for the playoffs.
Oh, let's go.
I want to see you because, like I told you, dinner.
Appreciate it,
I didn't
it,
forget.
Appreciate the call,
dinner.
Man.
Dinner, you think I'm joking? Your name is
Scott. Oh, no, not joking
hold
at all,
my son wants to shout y'all out real quick.
All right, no problem.
Hello?
Yo, what's up, bro? How you doing, man?
What's up? Let me introduce myself. My name is actually Darius, not Rube Jr.
Darius,
that's what he
okay.
wanted to name me. Yeah. That's not my name.
Right. All right, man.
But,
yeah.
I mean, I'm probably not going to say too much today. I just, you know, good win going into the postseason. You know, we got one more game on the schedule. Just finish strong. I mean, wherever we end up, you know, we don't control our own destiny at this point. But, you know, overall, it's been a great season. I mean, I don't have much to complain about. The only thing I would really say is that, you know, they give up leads pretty easily, but, you know, that they'll get over that eventually.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, you know, hopefully we could get in the garden for a couple games and we could see you guys because I don't know if you guys need it, but I'm actually really into photography and videography.
Okay.
We could talk about that more.
Yeah,
if I meet
definitely,
up with you
definitely
guys.
Email me, bro. Just email me.
Email you?
Yeah.
All right, what's your email? Hold on, let me write it down.
Yeah, KnicksFanTV@gmail.com. It's right in the open on the YouTube anyway, so you'll find it. KnicksFanTV@gmail.com, or you can DM me on Instagram and Twitter.
Okay, he'll do that.
All right, appreciate it,
man. Thank you, brothers, man. Listen, hopefully I can catch y'all. You know, maybe not tomorrow night because I'm gonna be in bed by the time that game goes over or go to bed. But we'll talk before the postseason. I want to tell you one last thing before I go.
Yeah.
That interview with X-Man, that's the first interview I ever saw on Knicks Fan TV. And I'm gonna tell you something. X-Man, even for the one season he was here, because that was before your time, before you were a fan. CK, you came the next year, right?
I came recently.
Right?
I've been recently. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right, so X-Man, listen, that was one that we let get away, and I always said that was the difference between the Knicks not winning the championship against those Bulls and the Knicks winning the championship because X-Man, what he brought to the table, the toughness, he had Pippen in his pocket.
Yeah.
Pippen didn't want nothing to do with him. And then Lolly kind of like tried to reinvent the wheel, but that's another story for another day. I just want to say that interview was tremendous.
Appreciate it, man. And definitely appreciate the call, Rue. The X-Man interview is definitely one of my favorites of all time, man. If you guys missed that in the chat, make sure you go see it. Shout out to Ruben and Darius. Definitely appreciate the love. Shout out to Aaron Gillard, team hashtag new CK. I want to shout out Fredo Ricks. Nappy Ninja, what's going on? Chris, how you feeling, team hashtag new? CK, anybody in the chat you want to shout out, bro?
Yeah, I just saw CK Cruz. Shout out to my man Kareem. Appreciate you. But, yeah, man, I saw a lot of news, and I was trying to keep them, but they just go by so fast. But Keith Sinclair, one of our own wrenches there, Green, they said CP on MSG. Look at that. Already starting the campaign early.
Salute, man. Listen, man, we appreciate it. You know, we just keep crying. I'm having fun with the people, man. I'm having fun right here on Knicks Fan TV with the people.
Yeah.
As long as the people support everything else will fall into place. You know what I mean? Definitely in no rush. So salute to that. And the thing is, you know, I like about this platform, and as y'all will see in the Knicks Fan TV documentary, authenticity, bro. You can't replace that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And you're not gonna get that opportunity everywhere else. You know, that's all I'll say about that.
Yep, that is exactly my thoughts as well, bro. I'm right there with you. Shout out to Dunk. He said, I got to grow me a beard like CP and CK. Well, that's why you got to get on Schmitty's. We got you.
You
got
to cop Schmitty's,
man. Sprinkle it on. It's going to be easy.
AngieWatts.com, promo code Knicks for 20% off. Shout out to Yiger Buenafe, official UK Hashtag new. Everybody in the UK throw the British flag in there. You know they up their happy, CK. When they found out these last two games were at 1 o'clock, they were jumping for joy, man. Everybody was replying back on my Instagram saying that, you know, obviously they were from that side of the world, so they were happy to be watching the game and tuning in. So salute to everybody, man.
Yeah. Shout out to the champ.
Yeah, man. What's up? All right, back to the phones we go. Let's get to Ari. Ari, what's going on,
bro? I'm on the phone. Break up, yeah.
Focus, man. Focus,
bro. Ari, come on.
Focus, bro.
Yeah, what's up? All right,
yeah.
What's going on? Shout out Knicks Nation. All right, so.
Ari, are you on speakerphone, man? Are you on speakerphone, bro?
No, I got the AirPods in.
Okay,
phone.
All right.
New ones.
Go ahead, man.
All right. So here we go. So. Listen, great win. Another, we're obviously outworking teams. I love it. You know, it's great. But we gotta focus on big things right now, right? So, like, we got the Hawks, we got the Bucks, and we got the Heat, right?
Yeah.
So, like, if we get the Hawks, I think we're going to win. So that's a good thing, right? If we got the Bucks, I'm betting big. I'm putting big money on the Knicks to cover those spreads and win those games.
Let's go.
I think the Knicks can take the Bucks, bro.
Ooh,
I think the Knicks
Ari's
can take the Bucks, bro.
Big.
I do.
Ari's betting big. Ari, this is a turn of events for you right now, man. You were once with Jay from Florida.
Exactly.
You were a Debbie Downer, and now you're betting big. Go hard or go home. What spurred this change for you, bro? What spurred this change?
Listen, I speak money, bro. I'm going big league, dude, all right? That's it.
No doubt.
That's what we do, bro, all right? So listen, you know, if the Knicks play Hawks, you're looking at a Knicks minus one spread. The Knicks play the Heat, you're looking at a Knicks plus 2.5 spread.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at the Knicks Bucks, you're looking at a Knicks plus 6 spread, all right? So I'm betting bigly, bro. Bigly on the fucking Bucks.
Oh, Ari, man. It's Saturday Matinee Family Show.
Not yet,
man.
It's too big, bro. Come on, man.
I'm sipping. All right. I'm betting big on the Bucks. All right, man. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
No, wait. Hold on. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
The Knicks' biggest problem is two things, all right? There's two things that the Knicks have problems with, all right? Number one, we go through scoring droughts, okay?
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to have a scoring drought in, like, you know, in the regular season and go, like, 3 minutes out of bucket. It's okay. But in the playoffs, it's not okay. Here's my solution, all right? I think, all right? I was watching the game a little bit, but, like, dude, Tim's got to empower quickly, man. They got to let that guy shoot, bro.
Yeah.
They should use quickly the way the Warriors, like, obviously he's not Steph Curry, dude. But they should put him around screens. They should have him running all over the floor because the whole defense has to take care of that, and it opens up the floor for everybody else, man. Tim's got to empower this dude to shoot. Shooters shoot, okay? So they gotta let him go around. They gotta let him shoot as much as possible, man. Open the floor out for Julius and for Derrick Rose and RJ, like, I want quickly shooting more than 7 shots a game, man. I want this guy shooting 15 shots a game, all right? So I think they should do that. Mm-hmm. And the other thing about the Knicks is, like, this, like, they go through scoring drafts. And the other thing is we have no closer, right? And that's the thing, because in the playoffs, it slows down. Everyone plays hard and everything like that, right? And, like, I've been looking at these games, man. There's no imagination with Tibbs at the end of the game. It's give the ball to Julius and ISO.
Yeah,
like he's Carmelo Anthony.
To be fair to Tibbs, and appreciate the call, Ari. Ari sipping early. He's on that matinee vibe early, fam. Early. Yeah, man. He's watching the lines. He's on the lines. He's not those lines. The betting lines.
He's watching the betting lines.
But matinee Ari is here, folks. He's on a happy hour vibe early. Quickly had it going early though. I thought they had it quickly going early. I thought Julius found him for a couple nice corner threes. He still finished with 13 points. Second half, he was a little bit more quiet. But I thought we got quickly going well. I thought he played well overall. Plus 18 in the night, 13 points.
You know, yeah. for
yeah, I get what he's saying though. Yeah. I mean, I get what he's saying. I do agree, maybe to a little bit more of a degree, but at the same time, the fact that Tom Thibodeau is letting a rookie take whatever shot he wants from the logo, from the chase on the Madison Square Garden logo, like
wherever you want.
I think that's I think that is a very, very good start. You know what I mean? So I agree with what Ari's saying, getting more shots. I'm with you on that. 7 shots, you know, I think he got more than that.
Yeah.
But the fact that he has the ultimate green light for a rookie, I think that's a good start. I'm cool with that.
I agree with that. I'm definitely cool with that. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. How's everybody feeling today? I want to shout out Mr. Durant, CK, sends a super chat. He says, shout out, CK. I'm a subscriber. Love to Ashley Moss and her dad. CP, congratulations. Another super season by the Content Master. Salute to Mr. Durante. I want to salute Alan Berman, sends a $20 super chat. He says, salute, am I alone in thinking Philly isn't legit? Deadass believe the 4-5 matchup against the Hawks could be the easier path to the Eastern Conference Finals. All house money at this point anyway, just to be here. Just happy to be here. Philly claiming the number one spot, bro.
Yeah.
You still got to contend with Embiid. Who's going to battle Embiid? Damn sure ain't anybody on the Knicks. That's a crazy matchup. Bro.
That's from, right.
It's a monster matchup.
I agree with what he's saying. Like, I don't know. I'm still not entirely sold with the Sixers, but as far as our matchup, like, yeah, we might. I think we can steal some games, but at the end of the day, they are just deep, you know. So when they're on, they're on.
They're
so
on.
I'm not gonna disrespect them like that, but I see what he's saying.
I definitely see what he's saying. It's basically, I think it's between obviously them, the Nets. The Bucks. We'll see how hot Miami gets. You know, they had a nice win.
I can't count them out, man.
Yeah, you can't count them out.
I can't count out Miami, bro. Yeah. I don't care if they get the sixth seed. You cannot count them out, man.
Yeah. Couple quick things. Tommy Beer on Twitter says that, speaking of Miami, he says that both Jimmy Butler and Kendrick Nunn questionable for tonight's game. Says the Bucks did not rule out anyone out of the injury report they submitted to the league earlier today. So it looks like the Bucks are going full strength. Important to note, he says, Bucks still have an outside chance to move up to 2. If the Bucks win their final 2 games and the Nets lose to Cleveland tomorrow, 2 teams finish with the same record. Milwaukee owns the tiebreaker. So it sounds like they're going in for it.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, that's what I like to hear. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jimmy,
take your time, Jimmy.
Jimmy, take your time.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Playoffs right around the corner. Yeah, man, take a break, man.
Take a break.
You guys got, You're in the playoffs. Yeah. Worry about playing. You got a whole week. Yeah, just take the break, man.
Take the break.
We'll see you in the playoffs. You're good.
Take a break. Jay Busby sends a super chat. He says, pick in the Discord of Elf sitting damn near in the tunnel at the end of the game. Everyone else cheering. Somebody do a welfare check on that dude, please.
Stop.
Fans have certainly brought that up. You know, Alfred kind of distancing himself from the huddle. I can't say for sure. It hasn't been reported by, you know, anybody on the beat that there is any type of, you know, friction there. But naturally, when you see Rose killing and Burks coming back, taking your minutes now you're going from 20, you know, high 20s to now 12. It's got to be frustrating. Human nature, CK. I'm just talking about
you think so,
human
though,
nature.
Man? Like, yeah. I'm still watching Theo Pinson, who's still not getting any minutes right there in the fray of it all. Kevin Knox, who was only 21 years old, who at one point of his career was thought was going to be one of the big pieces for the Knicks, and all of a sudden is just on the bench, warming the bench, and he's right there. I don't know, man. That, to me, it's whack. I get not everybody is a rah-rah guy. So I get that part for overpaying. I understand that. I totally understand that. But it's just not a good look when you're on the farthest seat.
Yeah, he's out of
there. It's just hard. Like, if you were sitting there and you were – I get that. But, like, even when R.J. Barrett was benched, you know, we were all calling for him to be in the game. He's still right there in the fray, hyped up with the team. So, I don't know. It's just not a great look.
Yeah, listen, he's been the starting point guard for this team last 2 years. You know what I mean?
Right.
And now he's basically a placeholder. You know what I mean? He's keeping the seat warm, basically. Much. So,
but he can change that, though. You know what I mean? Like,
could.
He's getting the minutes to change it. I don't know.
He could. He's just not making good decisions.
Nah, he's really not.
Not making good decisions. So good luck to him. Shout out Mosel, the wine god, sends a $25 super chat. Salute to Mosel. Definitely appreciate you. All right, let's get back to the phones we go. Let's go to Ashley's calling in. Miami Moss in the building.
She hot. I'm telling you right now, she's going to be mad. You're warned. You're warned.
Here it comes. First of all, y'all deadass took Ari over me? Is that how we moving out here in these streets?
listen.
Y'all took Ari before me?
I did not even see the switchboard in that order. And you got to understand the switchboard, Ash. You have not seen it. First of all, Dave is on the streets. We got Dave out on location on MSG. Shout out Knicks Fan TV, Jerry. He's holding it down. Usually Dave will let me know if there's someone of distinction on the line, so I go right to him. You understand? There's miscommunication on the team's part.
Listen, all I know is that for next season, I need in my contract. I have to have my people go ahead and put a clause in there that I do not go last. I do not go third. I certainly don't go after Ari. I go first.
Okay? If you wanted to go first, you would be here on the screen.
I know you're not talking, Mr. Hollywood, when I held it down last show while you were fraternizing at the Garden, getting mobbed.
Well, that's why you got a good team. That's why you put a good team together. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, what's going on?
Whatever. I ain't even trying to hear all that. But listen, first and foremost, let me just tell you, I was a nervous wreck during this game. I was mad for a good chunk of it. The fact that we blew another double-digit lead, which, look, we cannot do in the playoffs. Regardless of who you get, you cannot do it in the playoffs. The game changes. You're not going to get the same type of calls. If you're mad you're not getting calls now, RJ, just wait into the playoffs. You're not going to go ahead and get them. So, you know, I want us to stop making the mistakes that we make religiously, and we make often in the regular season, because, it's, like I said, the game changes. You don't want to go ahead and put yourself in a hole that you can't get out of. And especially when you're playing a series, teams are able to kind of get the scouting report on you after a couple of games. That's why it's so hard to beat a team in a series, right? Because unlike a regular season, when you're moving around and you're playing different teams, it's hard to kind of get the patterns of somebody because you only see them once every couple of weeks, if that. But when you're in a series, it's back-to-back. But shout out to Julius Randle, man. That man had the eye of the tiger tonight. Today. Like, he just, like, flipped the switch. I was really great. Yeah. I was really happy. Also, you know, CK and I talked about this last show about, you know, resting Derrick Rose as much as we can. I was glad that Tibbs kind of didn't utilize him in that last stretch and kind of relied on the other guys. I think that's going to be beneficial for D Rose and his legs and all that good stuff. And I 110% agree with you guys. I think that rebounding is something that we need to pay attention to in the playoffs. You have to go ahead and get those second and third chance opportunities away from the opposing team. You know what I mean? You do not want to give them any help to get additional points, especially depending on who you're playing. Everyone in the playoffs, especially if you secure an actual playoff spot, you're a good team. You're a great team. You don't need the additional help scoring, so do not give it to them, period, point blank. So I'm just really excited to see where we're looking, how we're looking, and go Knicks, man. Let's go New York.
You're not here, Ashley. I think you're probably on the beach somewhere getting some sun, so you enjoy that and maybe we'll catch you tomorrow. But the people in the chat say your lawnmower 4.0 promotion last show was on point. I heard it was on point. I missed it though.
It was a pretty good one, I'm not going to lie.
She killed it.
It was pretty fantastic. I feel like if you know, Manscaped needs any additional help when it comes to advertising, you know, my bank account is open.
I was about to say the financials. All right.
I can go ahead and make sure all the fellas, there's no rumbling in the jungle, and everybody is good to go for summer 2021.
No doubt. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, man. Appreciate the call.
All right, bye.
That was Ashley Nicole Moss. Come with the heat, CK. She came out with the flamethrower.
I tried to warn you, man. I was trying to come out. She coming.
Listen, man, the switchboard got crossed up. A little cross communication, man. My Knicks Fan TV, Jared, is holding it down, though. I'm seeing a lot of calls coming in. You know?
Yeah. No, it happens. Yeah. But we knew she came in blazing, boy. That's Ashley right there.
Especially that following that Ari act, you got to be tight about that one. Because Ari was just in his martini swag.
He was
4:45 early. Yeah, yep. Shout out to Ari, man. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Salute to everybody in the chat. If you guys want to call in, the numbers right down there, 657-383-1509. Or, as Ruben said, you join the Discord. Join the Discord and jump into the lounge, and then I'll bring you guys in. Right now in the lounge is, I'm already seeing, well, Jay Boogie was in the lounge. I don't know what happened to him, but I'm sure he'll be back in there. Jump in the lounge if you guys want to get in via the Discord, and we'll get you guys in there. She asked about, she mentioned Derrick Rose. Steve Popper asked Tibbs if he's on a minutes restriction, and he said our goal is to win. So I guess he's saying that in regards to, because RJ didn't play, didn't close, and neither did Rose. Mm-hmm. He went Burks, he went IQ. That's Tibbs for you. He's That's going with his five that he feel like he can close with.
Yep. I mean, and it worked in it overtime.
Worked. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. It definitely worked. So we'll give him credit for that. 118 to 109. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Some more super chats have come in. Salute to Dawson25. He says, get your vaccine, Knicks fan. Full Hypnotic sends a super chat. He says, nice seeing Burks, IQ, and Rose back in the lineup. The bench muscle is real. Mm. Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. I definitely feel like they're going to be big in this postseason. Bennett Cognato sends a super chat. Says, here's to 15 threes from Quickly for the next 15 games. All right, appreciate that. And For the Love of the Game podcast sends a super chat. He says, shout out to my guys. Love the show. Can't wait for you to grace our channel again, CP. Yes, salute to you guys, man. Great channel. And salute to all the content creators out there, man. Definitely man. Look out for the Knicks Fan TV documentary, which touches on that. You know, the proliferation of Knicks content creators, especially, you know, with this team turning the tide. So, mm-hmm. you know, everybody wants to get their voice out there and be heard, and I think it's a great idea. Charlie Correa sends a super chat. Charlie, what's going on? He says, I'm so dang happy. KFTV, baby, what's good? Hashtag TMK, hashtag please free Esteban. So I don't know who Esteban is, CK.
I don't know who he is.
You know, free him, you know. I hope it's a free bench. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what he did, but hopefully I'll trust your judgment, Charlie. If you say free Esteban, we'll say free Esteban, man. Free him, bro. Free the bro.
All right,
bro.
Charlie. All right.
Another super chat comes in, CK. 10 pound. I told you the UK's heavy hand today. Much
yes, sir.
From CPM. Says, much love, Knicks Fan TV crew from London. Looking forward to seeing what you and these Knicks have in store for the postseason. Yeah, man. Got an all-star lineup already getting booked for next week. A couple of guests coming on for postgame live. So you guys know where you got to keep it to, man. Number one show for the fans by the fans. Knicks postgame live presented by Manscaped. You guys must tune in next week because it's going to be star-studded. All right, let's get back to the phones, man. Let's go to David wants to talk. Julius and the old NBA team. David, what's up, bro?
Hey.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
You sound like you got swallowed up by a shark or something. David, are you there?
That's exactly what it's up. That is the perfect analogy.
All right, Jared, maybe check on David, man. Will from NY had dropped out after the speakerphone. Will, what's going on? You back on, bro?
Yeah, I'm back, folks. What's up, man?
How you feeling, bro?
What's good, bro?
I'm good, baby. I'm good. Good afternoon. Yeah, I know the protocol, man. Y'all caught me off guard. I was, like, first on the line.
Yeah, no worries, man. All good.
What? Yeah. I just want to say, man, good win. You know what I'm saying? We did what we were supposed to do, take care of Charlotte, but it was a little harder than what I expected. I just want to say, too, man, I'm out here in Atlanta, man. Mm-hmm. I live in Georgia, so I'm looking for this Hawks-Knicks matchup, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I need this matchup. I think we could take them, and that, like somebody said, that 4-5 matchup, that would be the best way for us to get to where we want to go to. But I ain't scared of Philly either, bro. You know, Embiid is a beast, but I'm not scared of him. Like I said, man, we here, we good. 40 wins. I called and I told y'all, 40 wins, man.
Appreciate it. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask him real quick. So if it is against Atlanta, you going to be able to show up? Because, look, we trying to get this home court advantage. If we can get a little bit of boost in Atlanta, you going to be able to go there, bro?
Yeah, I'm in there. What about you?
Yeah,
are you
bro,
in there?
I'm vaccinated and all that, so I'm going to try to get there if we get this matchup. I'm looking forward to that.
All right, no doubt. Well, thanks for the call, man. Yeah, if we end up in Miami or Atlanta, I'll probably be out there for one of the games. If we go to Milwaukee, I'm not so sure. I'm just keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to bring the best coverage, but I don't know if the kids go to Milwaukee, man. I'm not sure if I'm up for that. But Miami, Atlanta, definitely, because I know we got a strong contingent down there. You know, we could do some events and watch parties and whatnot. So I'm gonna have to think quick on our feet. We'll see what happens after tomorrow. You know, so stay on the lookout for that. All right, I'm hearing J Boogie needs to get on ASAP because he's got to go. So we got to go to the closer early. That means, okay, I see some other closer potentials. All right, so J Boogie's up next. J Boogie from North Carolina. What's going on, bro?
Salute. If you're ready for the playoffs, I need you to continue on hitting them like buttons. Hit them up. Big him up. Man, we riding. We doing what we got to do. But first thing first, shout out to my dynamic duo right there. You see him right there on that glass, you know what I'm saying? That's the best broadcasting duo it is in the game. Nice. And if I want to go a three-piece, I bring in my homegirl Ashley. Ain't nice. Nobody else doing it like we do. I don't care if you're on real TV or off real TV. But all I know is everywhere we go, people want to know who is Noel.
Let's go.
So we tell them this is his block, that mighty, mighty Nick block. Yeah, that's right. My man completely holds down the paint. He don't play no games. Don't come in there. We scraping everything off the glass. Windex wiper, you know what I'm saying? A.K.A. Marvin Wester, the white man, you know what I'm saying? However he want to do it, don't come in there. And that fake old boy got the left hand. He knew it was fake because he tried to ride, you know what I'm saying? It remind me of back in the days when we used to bring the turntables out and put them in the middle of the block. And on each end of each block, we used to have block it off, you know what I'm saying? So people don't come through with the cars. That was what you call a real block party. And that's what my man be having. Complete shout out to Noah for holding it down, you know what I'm saying? When times when people was worried about, I wonder, Mitch, well, how we going to do this, how we going to do that. We got a dynamic Bowl Island crew between my man Noah and Todd Gibson. They take turns doing what they got to do. I got to salute my man Reggie Bullock. He keep doing what he doing. The young Mike Glenn, the Stinger. Yeah, I know you over in Atlanta. You a broadcaster over there, Mr. Mike Glenn. But the Stinger still continuing on in Madison Square Garden. You know what I'm saying? And I got my man Burks. He all the way. Don't let my man get all the way up the par. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what he was doing before he, you know what I'm saying, went down with the COVID. Before he twisted his ankle early. So he get ready to get back in stride, do what he got to do. And my man, you know who I'm talking about. Yeah, Julius, a.k.a. the Messiah. Julius, a.k.a. Carver High, Coolest. Yeah, shut the league down completely, you know what I'm saying? And the great, great thing about it, you know what I'm saying? Most improved player, you know what I'm saying? Most improved player, player of the week, player of the month. Yeah, you see him get that plaque. Big up, hit them like buttons, support your man, you know what I'm saying? Because he's taking on all and any comers, you know what I'm saying? Them people can't stop that, man. And they ain't trying to make other players on our team beat us. They tripling that team, man, because they know they can't stop him, you know what I'm saying? But he constantly keeps doing what he's doing, you know what I'm saying? And I love, appreciate everything we're doing. I don't care who we play with in the playoff. I don't care if it's Miami, if it's Milwaukee, if it's Atlanta. I'm trying to get to the Eastern Conference Final. From there, I got a ceiling on my head. And it ain't got no covering unless it got a ceiling. That means championship. I'm aiming for the championship. However long it take me to get there, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, you know what I'm saying? I know we climbing that ladder. I know we bigging up. We getting closer to where we need to be at, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to shout out to Milwaukee. Go ahead. I dare you to try to duck that game with Miami, try to line us up. I dare you try to make sure you play us in this first round. I dare you, Milwaukee, because I'm going to have something special for you. I know y'all got tough times and a lot of situations happen out there, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to respect you for that. But if you line us up, I promise you, we're going to air you out. Don't forget, the second week, I've been telling y'all, you know what I'm saying, we're going top eight, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, matter of fact, we did go top eight, but it looked like almost top eight for the whole league, you know what I'm saying, when everybody didn't want to use that P word. You got to believe. You got to have faith. You got to be thankful. You got to be grateful, you know what I'm saying? You got to stay motivated, man. Oh. It took the bus to arrive and get right here. We landing at the Clearport, you know what I'm saying? It took a long time to get right here. Now we back, all the way back to the Fullers, the orange and blue. So big up, respect what we're doing. If y'all don't like what we're doing, you know what I'm saying, and you keep going against the grain, guess what? We're going to keep taking games. We're going to keep and we're on our way to take some series. We're going to take some conferences. We're going to take some divisions. That's what's about to happen. We already got the city by the storm. They don't nobody know the Nets unless you're playing in the gym. You see another net. But I ain't talking about, I'm talking about the Brooklyn Nets. Nobody know him in the city of New York. They know him outside. Everybody feel him on the outside. We don't feel him, you know what I'm saying? And we'll straight you out, Max Kellerman, too, you know what I'm saying? Facts. Calling them dudes some three the hard way. That's my lingo.
Yeah,
that's
he
my
did.
Lingo.
I think he was listening young to Fred that.
Green. I call mm-hmm. CK2K the young Jim Kelly. Yeah. I call Jay Ellis, you know what I'm saying, the young Jim Brown. So stop using my lingo talking about they the three hard way. Man. The three the hard way, they're arriving up on your system once every week
yeah,
and airing you out.
Facts.
One man, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So be easy with that, man.
Facts.
And I know you're trying to get back on our team, man, but you know what I'm saying? It ain't going to happen that easy. CP, keep doing what you're doing.
Yes,
I'm wondering what you're going to pull out next, boy. I told you, you look like Marvin Gaye singing the national anthem, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
out there in Los Angeles,
Madison
Square Garden back
man.
Then when he had the Gazelles on.
Yeah.
You look smooth on him, you know,
yeah.
So keep doing what
Custom
you're doing.
Taylor. Custom
I love
Taylor,
you, man.
Bro.
I love all the fans. Respect yourself. Love yourself. Protect yourself. Fathers, love your kids. Mothers, love your kids.
Mm.
Fathers, love your wives. Wives, love your husband. Respect yourself. Protect your family. Do what you got to do. That thing is still out here. It don't care who you are, what city, what state, what north, where you're from. It don't have no identity
yeah.
on who it want to attack. I know the city is getting easy. I know the vaccine is out, but stay healthy and strong. I love y'all, man. We get ready to go 12,000 strong in the garden.
Let's
I'm
go.
Trying to get me some tickets right now. Immediately.
Yes, sir.
God bless you all. Have a glorious weekend. See y'all tomorrow, man. A sermon coming tomorrow. You just want nothing.
Let's go.
Mm.
He just had to go early. We had to go to him early because he had to be in and out of there. Appreciate
got
Jared.
It, got
you know
it.
What I'm saying?
Got
the internet work, that's just how we communicate.
Got
to get Jay Boogie in here. Get him out. He had to do something. Well, it's always important to get him in there.
You ready?
Showtime. On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Bro. Salute to Jay Boogie.
Fives, baby.
In the chat.
Fives, y'all.
Going
nothing left.
In the chat, man. Yeah.
Yep.
What else can you say, man?
I don't know. I never know, man, because he always just drops the mic. And it's just
bro,
like, yeah,
it's
everything.
It's just too many jewels. It's too many jewels, man. You just
man.
Can't. You can't pop. That's why he's the closer. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Now I got to regain my composure and get back to the show. Jay Boogie, man.
Right.
All love. Definitely, you know, we definitely want to keep Jay Boogie in our thoughts, our prayers, send some positive energy his way. Definitely want to send some positive energy to our guy, Alex Trotaros, the Tratacaster. Make sure you guys are hailing him up and keeping him in your thoughts as well, man. Because, you know, we don't just come on here and talk about the trivial things. But when we know that people are, you know, going through tough times, adverse situations, we want to make sure that we lift them up as well because it means a lot. You know what I mean? So definitely
yeah,
keep
man.
Those guys part of our family and keep them in your thoughts for sure. Okay. A couple more super chats came in. CK, definitely want to shout out the Rhyme Animal. Chuck D sends us a super chat all the way from Mexico. Yeah, man. Chuck's down in Mexico vibing on vacation, but we still working on the documentary, so we still putting in work, man. We still up at 2 a.m. banging out joints, man. So salute to Chuck. Sends a super chat. He says, 40 wins, Knicks Nation. I'm down in Chetumal, Mexico jungle near Peter and Belize. Couldn't see the game, but was following the numbers. 40, 40, 40, 40, 40. Put some respect on our name and the game. Knicks Nation 2021. Every game is the playoffs anyway. So Chuck's still checking in. Despite that, we got to get you a Fire Stick, Chuck. We'll get you a Fire Stick, man. So whenever you're on the road, you can't miss it, bro. Cannot miss it, bro. Stanley Carnard sends a super chat. Says the ref tried to run it at the end with no call on Burks and gave Julius a fan on makeup to start on the OT. But we pulled out the W and I'm cool with it. Yeah, he did. They definitely did. I thought it was a bang-bang play, bro.
Yeah.
Something you might get that in crunch time. You might not. But they definitely gave Julius a makeup on the pump fake and
I was just gonna say.
Got PJ Washington or whoever for the 2-point foul. So we'll take
100%. And I thought it was funny because, you know, normally we don't hear anything about it on our broadcast, but Clyde was all about it today, talking about the foul differential for the last few games and how we've only been getting a few amount of free throws. And I was loving it. I was like, yeah, speak up. I'm glad that it's not just the fans. Like, I'm glad that y'all hearing it too, because Clyde's been – we know this has been an MVP season for Clyde.
MVP, bro.
Yeah, Clyde Frazier's been on in his bag this entire season. So when he dropped down, I'm just like, yeah, this man got ears in the streets.
Yeah.
And he's speaking for us right now. Because, yeah, it's been crazy. The foul differential has been just absolutely insane. And you're right. I mean, that was definitely a bang-bang play. I wasn't really as frustrated about it. I thought it should have been called a foul, but I get it. And then, like you mentioned, they got that makeup literally the very next play. So I was like, they knew too. They knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, we'll see how it goes. Ashley brought up a good point. Playoffs come around. The fouls go down a little bit. And we'll see how that favors us. But I don't know, man. It's been rough for us the last few weeks.
Been rough, man. Months, give RJ weeks. Some calls. Give him some That's calls, man. Give him some calls. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. CPCK2K on this Saturday. Matt and A, remember, tomorrow's the last game of the season against the Boston Celtics. You know where to tune in, man. Right back here, same time, same place. Knicks Post Game Live, number one show for the fans by the fans. Couple quick housekeeping. We're not done yet, but a couple quick housekeeping. Remember, the show is also available in audio podcast format. For those of you that are new, for those of you that can't make it to watch it live or in video, you can always catch it on audio podcast format a couple hours after this show. All the major podcast platforms on under Knicks Fan TV, so just search for that. As Ashley was promoting, the Lawnmower 4.0 is now out. Make sure you guys go to manscaped.com, enter promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping. So, yeah, definitely want to check out the Lawnmower 4.0. This is the go-to, man, the number one tool from head to toe clean. This looks like the Ferrari. Of shavers, man. And once again, comes with the ceramic blade, cuts down on those nicks. Very important. Not the good nicks, the bad ones. The LED light is now a spotlight. Much brighter. Look at that, man. This thing is crazy. Crazy. So, yeah, whatever you're into, if you want to do it in the dark, you can certainly do so. The lights go out in the house. This is your emergency flashlight. It's very, very versatile. And wireless charging. It does use a plug-in charger, but you can charge it wirelessly as well. And, yeah, man, this is it, the Lawnmower 4.0. Go to manscaped.com, promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping. All right, a couple other things, CK, real quick. Mike Breen is getting inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. It was taped yesterday, but it's going on tonight at 5:30 on ESPN. I'm showing the group shot. You got Breen, Leon Rose, Allen Houston, Ninja P. Scott Perry, the man Worldwide West, and James Dolan showed up.
I heard he showed up. Yeah.
Showed up. Yeah. Of course he's in the middle.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Never not. So Dolan came through, showed some love to Breen. That was cool. Shout out to Breen.
Well deserved.
Yeah,
man.
Well deserved, man.
Well deserved.
Breen is an icon for sure.
For sure.
Another update, CK. Mitch, a lot of people have been asking about the Block Ness Monster Money. Mitch, Ian Begley says that he's progressed. It's coming along. The Knicks are not going to rush Mitch back to return for the playoffs. And he says there are hurdles to clear before he can practice. This is from Tibbs. There's hurdles to clear before he can practice, take contact, 5-on-5 scrimmage, and so on. Tibbs has not ruled out a playoff return. I saw Mitch at the Spurs game the other night. Walked off, you know, he was walking around, looked like he was okay.
But, was he in the warm-ups?
No, he was in the street clothes, but, you know, walking on his own and stuff like that. So we'll see, man. We'll see. What do you think about that, a potential return of the Black Ness Monster?
I agree with everything that was said by Begley and by Tom Thibodeau there. I think that's the right thing to do, especially with the injuries he's had. You want to bring him in slowly. I know we might want him, and, you know, we want to make this run in the playoffs and whatnot, but this is the right move. I'm 100% with Tibbs on this one. I just wish we got an update on which part of that of all of that process that he's in right now. Because he said, you got to take contact, 5-on-5.
Right.
Like, where is he at right now?
Has he done any of that yet? Or?
Yeah, because like you say, he's walking around right now. I just want to know, is he running? Is he sprinting? Like, what's he doing right now? That's all I want to know. But I completely agree. Like, of course, in the perfect world, I would love to see him come back, especially if we do make a run and we get to the second round. That'd be great. But at the same time, this is the right move. Take your time with them.
Take your time.
You know, if we are going to keep him long term, or if they whatever happens with them, take your time with them so we can have him healthy. So I'm with this.
Yeah, I'm with it as well, man. Certainly take your time. Definitely don't want to rush on foot injury. Somebody in the chat I just mentioned that. I think that was Mr. Chill. You know, but there's areas that Mitch can help us that is a bit better than what Noel can give us and what Taj can give us. I just love the way that he's able to be a versatile defender, whether it's protecting the rim, whether it's jumping out onto the perimeter and intimidating potential three-point attempts or even blocking those three-point attempts. Remember, Mitch was very, very adept at doing that last year. And so just being a presence, you know, his overall presence, guys on that court have to know where he is at all times. Noel gives you that as well, and Taj to a little bit lesser extent, but Mitch is certainly important. And in terms of Taj, man, it's going to be interesting to see how he uses Taj and Noel in crunch time going into the playoffs. You know what I mean?
Matchups. I think that's what it's going to be. Just going to be matchups. Yeah. Whatever matchup makes sense, because we know the Hawks, if you do play them, they love going small in some rotations. So even though Nerlens might be the guy, they might have to go with Taj. But if Capella's out there, you keep Nerlens out there.
Yeah.
I think it's just going to be a matchup game. And the fact that Tibbs said a few days ago that he already has scouts out there preparing for every single situation.
He's ready.
I'm excited to see what they pull up. Yeah. I'm excited. I think we got it.
Tibbs is ready to go, man. No doubt
I love
about
it.
No doubt about it. Robert Parrish sends a super chat. He says, we can complain, sure, but we got the number 40, and we're in the fourth again. We're in fourth again. Paul Robinson sends a super chat. He says, Devontae Graham audition for the 2021 Knicks roster went well. We got our own Devontae Graham, man. His name is Emmanuel Quickly, man.
I was about to say.
I've said that on many shows. I'm good. Yeah. We're good to go, man. Okay, back to the phones we go. Let's hear from the mayor. Delano's in the building. Delano, how you feeling?
Whoa, what's
long
good?
Time, bro. I'm good. Long time, man.
Good. Salute to everybody in the chat. Salute to the bros. What's going
what's
on,
up,
CP,
man?
CK2K?
How you doing, bro?
Hey, man, it was great chopping it up with you on Twitter and everything, man, as always. Salute to J Boogie, the big bro, a.k.a. the closer. Ashley Moss, the princess of KFTV, you know what I mean? I'm just here to take my victory lap, to be honest. Yeah. I'm just here to... you know, proclaim my dub, because I was saying all last season, how great would it be?
Get your flowers.
If we had Nerlens Noel on the squad.
Yeah, you did.
He has been.
You were talking about that from last year, Delano. Am I right?
Yeah, last season.
Mm-hmm. Long time ago.
So I'm just here to go ahead and take this little run real quick around the block, you know, with my Nerlens Noel jersey on and everything. Yeah. You know, so I'm going to be signing him next season.
Yeah. Yep.
Bring him back one more time. You know what I'm saying? Because it was great to have him, and I'd hate to lose out on something like that. Because you know now everybody's gonna want to put their money up. They're gonna want to throw the bag at him, try to take him off the team. But let's lock him up. You know, let's go ahead and lock him up like he locks everybody else up.
Yeah.
How long, Delano?
How long? What's your price, bro?
At least 2 years. Give me 2 years.
Okay.
Give me 2 years. We can continue to develop Mitch. We can go ahead and, again, just keep our core going as far as, you know, throwing block parties every night. You know, we've got the greatest promoter in the business. So why not keep that party going?
Yeah. I'd love to see it, man. We'll see. You know, he certainly earned a raise. You know, they only got him for 1 year, $5 million. He certainly earned a raise. The question will be will his market, you know, command? What will the offers be out there? Will he consider a hometown discount with the Knicks family, with the Kentucky Knicks, the CAA connection? How much will that play into how he charts out his future? Because he certainly deserves whatever's coming to him. It's just a matter of would he stay here with the Knicks for arguably less?
Yes, facts. Also, I want to say, too, just again, congratulations to you, man, for finally getting the recognition you deserve. We've been rocking with you for years. We're talking about at least we were rocking with you when Moutier was our starting point guard.
That's right. Moutier was the tank commander, bro. 100%. 100%.
So for you to get your recognition, man, I'm proud. You know what I'm saying? You know, again, regard all of y'all like family. So it's like seeing seeing your brother, you know, graduate from college. It's like seeing a family member just do one of the most amazing things in the world. And you know what I'm saying? I'm so grateful to have known and appreciate, you know what I'm saying, being able to say that I know this dude from day one, you know what I mean? And, you know, just continued success to you, CK, you know what I'm saying, same thing, you know what I mean? I always, you know, crack with you and everything. And, you know, I just want to see you, you know what I'm saying, all you guys succeed, for real.
Appreciate it, man. That means a lot, bro. Always thanks a lot, Delano. Thanks for the call, and enjoy the weekend, bro.
Yeah.
You too.
It's Delano from North Carolina calling in. Appreciate it, man. Definitely appreciate that.
That's my guy. Yeah.
I'm hearing some things. Salute to the Milwaukee. Are they resting their starters? B. Suede in the chat sends a super chat, $10 super chat. He says, I called this on Thursday. Anita Marks on ESPN saying the Bucks are resting their main guys tonight to avoid the Heat in the playoffs. Weak move, a Knicks. The Knicks will have to show there's no need to fear the whack deer. Wow. CK, can you confirm this?
I'm on it. I'm on the case. I'm on the case. I don't see nothing yet.
Man, bro. Man. We need answers. What's going on here? So Aaron Gillard, he says he sent a super chat. Hang on, Aaron. Let me pull it up. I see a lot of super chats in here. Definitely appreciate everybody for donating.
I'll get the update here.
Yeah.
Give me a second. I'm not seeing anything like that, though. But
okay. While you're doing that, let me see if I pull up Aaron's super chat. Right. Thanks for everybody for donating, for sure. Weak move, man.
There's no way.
Weak move if that's the case. All right, while CK's looking that up and while I'm looking up the super chat, let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Roland. Roland, how you doing, bro?
Yo, CP, CK, what's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Yeah. What's going on, man? Yeah, man, I wanted to give some shout-out to Alec Burks, man. Like, the dude came back, last game he had 30 points. Tonight he actually came up clutch. He had that awkward, like, left-handed shot coming up in the, I think it was the OT, he hit that corner three. Nerlens Noel, bro. The only thing is, man, Julius Randle, man, sometimes he takes these shots, right? He's gotten better at that, like, left-sided, left, what do you call it, man? It's like a left fading away out of bounds type shot.
Yeah.
You guys know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's baseline Julius, man.
Difficult shot, but I mean, like,
baseline Julius.
That's it, yeah. I guess that's a shot he worked on during the offseason. Sometimes, though, he pulls up. I think that Tony used to say it's like one of the worst shots to take, man. It's like a foot in from the three-point arc.
Point
like, really pulls up foot in. Sometimes you think about it, you're like, ah, oh, shuck. But you, like, step back, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
yeah, but, yeah, guys, I just want to shout you out, man. Dude, I've been rocking with you guys. I think last year I called in during that special we had for the KD free agency one you had.
Yo, yeah.
Now I'm looking back at it, I'm like, yeah, man, I'm just proud, bro. And yo, this is the thing about New York, right? So I was taking my car to get service, right? I was at Nissan. I'm Guyanese, right? Mm-hmm. There's a Trini dude and a Jamaican dude working service on my car, and we're talking about the Knicks, man.
big them up, man. Let them know about KFTV, man. Big up all the brethren,
yes,
from the islands, bro.
I did actually. I showed them your stuff on Knicks Fan TV.
Okay.
YouTube, and they're like, holy crap, this is what they're going to be playing on the Nissan in Rockaway, bro. So I got you.
Yo, bless up, man.
There
definitely
you go.
Appreciate
there
your
you
love,
go.
Man. Roland, appreciate it, man, and take care, bro. CK, what's going on? What's going on?
I'm not seeing anything.
Okay.
The last update I got was the one you mentioned earlier, with Jimmy and Nunn being questionable. I'm going through the deep ends of Twitter, and I'm not seeing nothing. I'm seeing people thinking that's going to happen, but I'm not seeing anything by anybody important. So
do they want the two? I mean, I would have to.
They
think
should,
they
right?
Should be going for it.
Yeah, man. Because that only helps their chances going into the finals if they get that two spot.
Right.
They're one of these playing teams. And yeah, I don't know why they wouldn't. But I'm going to keep looking. But I, as of right now, as updated as I can be, I'm not seeing anybody reputable saying anything about them being out. So
got to be legend, our betting guru says. It looks like it's true. He says the lines at one point was a pick 'em, and now it's Heat minus 3.5. So let's see. Let's see what happens when 8 o'clock comes.
We'll
you know what I mean, we'll see what happens when 8 o'clock comes. Can't panic right now. We'll see what happens. Salute to everybody who at the chat. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. All right, a couple more calls, and then we'll close with the rest of super chats. Some of you that did send super chats definitely appreciate it. We do close by making sure we read all of them.
And so, you know, again, we thank you for donating. All right, a couple more. Let's go rapid fire. Hector, what's going on? Hector from Uptown Harlem World. What's good, bro?
Before we even start, let's get a thumbs up for the voice of the Orange and Blue.
Let's go.
Hit him up.
CP and CK. You feel me? I got to give also a shout-out to Jay Boogie for that Nick sermon. And I also got to give a shout-out to Ashley for her Cardi B rendition. That was fire.
I missed that.
But regarding the game, bro, first off and foremost, I saw CP's interview with Max Kellerman on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. My boy wasn't just looking spiffied out. He had Max looking like a plate.
Yeah.
He was fooled.
Custom threats. Put some respect
on my name. He couldn't even catch up.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
No. But, so I also wanted to tell you guys, I want also the Knicks fans to also realize, 2 years ago, we were in what we thought was hell, period. We traded away what we thought was our franchise.
Yeah.
And we had to settle for what we thought was a restart. 2 years later, we're standing on 40 wins, people. 40 wins.
Yeah,
Vegas had us at 22 wins starting out the
wins,
year.
Bro.
We doubled our count by extraordinary amounts. So I don't want to hear any complaints. We're even fortunate to be even in this spot right now, period. So regarding the game this afternoon, you guys covered a lot of it. I thought that for the first half, we did a pretty good job, played our game that we played for really all year. Mm-hmm. And then you guys said it perfectly. Second half, what a disaster. I mean, it almost went back to what some of the mistakes we made in kind of the first half, getting Devontae Graham off the three. He picked up like three fouls from the three-point line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kept pissing me off.
Pissed me off.
Then we also went ahead and the offensive transition, guys. You guys saw it. We were just lackadaisical. It got to the point where I was like Ashley said, I was worried it was going to get away from us. But I got to give a big shout-out to JR because, as we know, he's our star player at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like moving parts with him. He's learning as he goes. And I got to give a lot of shout-out to him because even through his play, he goes ahead and he blocks out the noise 5 points down, knowing that we gave up a 17-point lead.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. He still plays as though the game is still in hand. The entire almost mindset of the team has changed because of Thibodeau.
Mm-hmm.
And because of it, Thibodeau could steal a Coach of the Year award. Julius is going to be most improved. I mean, it's been a year to remember, but it's only going to get better because it starts from here on out. And also, I wanted to tell CP, what do you think? I heard from CK about that report from Ian Begley. I think it's true, bro. I did also hear something right now on YouTube, I was checking out something else that I think they are resting their starters. I'm not too certain, but I was just reading here.
All right,
but I want to give a shout out to
I'm
you
digging.
Guys. Tell me your thoughts. And shout out to you guys, man. Thank
appreciate you.
You,
bro. Thank you, bro.
Yeah,
thanks for the call, man.
Appreciate you.
Nothing? Anything?
The only thing that keeps coming out is this Turkish Milwaukee Bucks account.
Don't believe it. Yeah, don't
believe
that.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm
that.
Saying. That's why I'm not buying it. That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. I'm not
yeah.
seeing anything
no, that's
from anybody
news,
reputable.
Bro. Fake news. Fake
yeah,
news.
That's what I'm saying. So as of right now, I'm not seeing nothing about it.
Yeah, I don't see anything. We'll wait till 8 o'clock, man. We'll wait till 8 o'clock and see how it goes. And hey, you never know, man. You never know. It's basketball. Yeah. Anything can happen. The Heat don't play Butler and none. Maybe the Bucks, if they do rest their stars, maybe the second unit comes up. Who knows? Let's just wait and see what happens. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your boys. We'll take a couple more calls before we wrap. Aaron Gillard, I found your super chat, a Canadian super chat. He said, Elf is so bad he can't even keep any of the important seats warm. Bro goes MIA as soon as he's taken out. Trade him for a third round pick at this point.
Third round.
And speaking of draft, Dallas clinched a playoff spot last night, people. Mm-hmm. Bad news. So, no lottery this year, CK. No lottery parties. No lottery watch events. We're going straight to the draft with two picks likely in the 20s or so. Could range between
now,
18
for
and 20
now.
For now. For now.
I'll say for now. I still think that there might be some. We got a lot of pieces that can be moved up to possibly get us in that.
Four draft picks
10
in the draft.
14, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
See what happens. But for right now, it's looking like two picks between 18 to 20 something. So
yeah, right now I'm looking at it, and with our Knicks pick, we're at 19, and then with the Mavericks pick, that would be ours, is at 23. Yeah. That's what I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Shout out my guy JD Sports Talk. Salute to JD. He sends a super chat. He says, CP, 40 wins. Imagine if this was 82 games. Will you be watching Milwaukee MIA tonight? 100%. And will you be doing a playoff preview show? Yeah, several, man. Already have John Smelk of WFAN. We're going to be doing a collabo stream on Monday. Alan Hahn's going to be coming on the show. We got a lot going on for next week, man. So definitely keep it locked. I got Ariel Owani talking about coming on and joining us for post-game next week. So, like I said, man, we got a lot of people coming through, a lot of former guests coming through. I'll be on with Ian Begley, Chris Williamson, and SNY on Monday. We'll be doing a playoff preview as well, so make sure you guys look out for that. That'll be on SNY's YouTube channels and Facebook as well. So just keep it locked, man. We got a ton of stuff coming out this week. Okay. All right, let's close out with a couple more. Let me go to Jason. Jason, you're up next, man. How you doing, bro?
Hey, what's up, CP? What's up, CK?
How you doing, man?
Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing all right. I'm having actually, it's probably one of the roughest weeks of my life. My father passed away, and his name was Julius. So we were on that winning streak when my dad, you know, died. And then right after he died, that was the game we got blown out by 30 points.
Oh, sorry to hear that, man.
I feel, yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate it. But I feel in my heart, I think we're going to shock the world this year. I just feel something. I feel Julius, the whole Julius leading us to the chip. I just, I feel it. My dad left this year. He, you know, I've been a Knicks fan my whole life.
Wow.
You know, he introduced me to the Knicks. I've been following you for years, you know.
Appreciate it, man.
Just, you know, so that's one thing I wanted to just tell you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So you heard it here first. If we win, all right. So you remember the guy calling up saying
no doubt.
That. Yeah, a couple more things I'm going to get out the way, just, you know, because I know you guys are trying to get off. So that tweet that you posted earlier that you showed somebody about the rotations and Thibodeau, you know, switching up the rotation, I actually think that's smart of him to do at certain points in the game because guys go cold, Barrett, and, you know, certain rotations need to be made at certain times.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't stick to the same rotation if you're not getting any results. So that was good. That was a good coaching thing, in my opinion. Another thing I want to say real quick, I love the fact that we have all lefties on our team because I'm a lefty.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
And,
me too. Smartest in the world. You know what I mean? Yeah,
and, yeah, right? And Reggie Bullock, at the beginning of the year, I would have told you, you know, get rid of him. But he has just been like a sharpshooter. He reminds me of Steve Novak, and I love every bit of it. And he just plays lockdown defense, you know. And then there's two other things I wanted to bring up. I wanted to bring up the Luka Vildoza signing.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to ask what you guys thought of that. And there was also rumors of Jaren Jackson Jr. potentially being someone we were going after. So I wanted to know if you heard any of that and what you thought of Vildoza. And thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate
everything.
It, man. Appreciate
call,
it.
Bro.
And everybody in the chat,
thanks,
as well as CK and myself, we send condolences to you, Jason. 100%. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Vildoza, hey, we'll just have to wait and see. I think it's definitely more of a next year thing. I don't think you see him this year, CK. It's a next year thing. We'll see. You know, I never seen him play, so I can't even front, like, you know, he's going to be a dynamic player for this team.
Right.
I just know that, you know, the Argentinian pedigree is quite strong in terms of producing role players at the NBA level.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you have a couple that have shined through, like a Ginobili and so on and so forth. But we'll see. You know, from the scouting report, it seemed like he's a good pick-and-roll player, a gritty defender, and a guy that's been improving shooting a three. So you take those elements and put them in with a Tom Thibodeau team, got to figure he'll help us in some sort of way. So, and then we'll see what that means for the rest of the guard rotation, you know, whether it's Burks, Bullock, Frank. How does that impact what we do in free agency, knowing that they brought this guy in here on a four-year deal, 1 year of the three guaranteed? So we'll see what happens.
Yep, all signs point in the right direction. I'm with you. Argentinian,
yeah.
Young, you know, has a lot of people were really fans of him overseas where he was playing. And I guess that's all we can go off of, and I'm cool with that. So we'll see what happens next.
The Jaren Jackson Jr. thing, I didn't see that. Is that have real legs?
That rumor literally just sparked right before we started the stream. Look, man, I'm not crazy about rumors like that. I don't think there's enough legs for that one. I'll look into it. But
was that a Berman one?
No.
Oh, okay. It sounds like a Berman thing.
Doesn't it? Yeah. I mean, it might be. Uncles, I didn't see it from Berman, but
Light loves the Knicks, so they should be getting him in the offseason. It just all makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
It might go back to him, bro. Yeah.
Because Jackson Sr. Is an executive with the G League team.
You called it. Yep. Right? I barely just 2 second search. Yep, Mark Berman. Called it. Yep.
It's
100% Berman. Mark Berman. On New York Post, 100%. Yep.
How did I know?
To not be surprised at all.
I know it was a Berman doozy? A Berman deductive reasoning, one of those joints.
Yep. Grizzlies, Jaren Jackson Jr. could pave the way.
I had no idea. The people in the chat, I promise you. I had no idea it was a Berman rumor, but it sounded like... You know, it came from the Berman pen. So, not to say there's no legs there, because Berman's my guy. But, you know, just one of those, man. He's the only one on the beat that produces those type of articles. So. Yeah. All right, couple more before we wrap. Let's go to Jay. Jay, what's going on, man?
Yo, what's good, CP? What's going on, CK?
How you doing, bro?
Hello, Jay.
Doing good, bro. Doing good. Pumped up, man. Great win today, man. Nail biter for sure, but I guess that's just New York basketball for you, man. Yeah. Nail biter to the end. But, yeah, man, just a few things about this team, bro. I think all this talk about bringing stars to this team and everything, man, I'm telling you, bro, I'll be content if you bring back the same exact team, bro. Mm. Every single player on this team, with the exception of Elf. Elf, he's got to go already.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You bring in one piece, you know, a guy like, let's say maybe a guy like DeRozan to come in here that could ball down the stretch with Randle. That I think one player like that will get us over the hump, man. What this team has done under Fibs and all these coaching staff that we got here, I mean, this is just like, I don't even know how to say. I mean, this is like a Cinderella story right here going on. You know what I'm saying? This team got great chemistry. You know what I'm saying? These guys play together. They trust each other. They vibe off of each other. And I think, you know, bringing in too many other pieces and moving some pieces might disrupt that a bit. I think this team can contend, man. This team is going to surprise many people. I called it before the season. I guaranteed 35 wins. Check. Guaranteed 40, check. And I'm going on your show right now, and I'm going to guarantee we get this fourth seat.
Let's go. Put that in existence, Jay.
We got this. And another thing, man, I just want to give, to Alex, stay strong, brother. Keep your head up.
Yeah.
Things are going to get better, man. We all go through this eventually, but everybody lives through you, bro, so just keep your head up and just keep going strong, man.
100%, man.
CPCK, I know you guys want to get off this thing, man. You probably want to take another call or so. So I just want to say thanks for putting me
on.
Thank
you, bro.
Great job. And CP, bro, just know, bro, Max Kellerman, that boy, he only keep you coming on because you boosted that boy's rating.
I'm telling you, man.
No Knicks fan listen to that boy's show.
Yeah, right.
Not because you on there, you got all Knicks fans on that show. That's why that boy's on there.
Yeah.
So you know you got it over him.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate the call, Jay. Thanks for supporting, bro. Definitely appreciate that. Okay, a couple more. Rel from the Bronx. Rel, what's going on?
What's going on? Hello?
Yep, loud and clear. How you doing, bro?
I'm good. I just want to start off by saying, like, I first ran into our videos and the preseason with the Cavaliers game. But I owe Derrick Rose an apology because when I first heard they traded for him, I had the disdain from the last time he was here.
Yeah.
So I thought he was going to do the same thing that he was going to do the last time he was here. So I didn't really care for it, but he really is putting the team on his back, and Alfred Payton is playing like he playing in Dykeman. He outside playing ball somewhere. I don't know what he's doing. But I like the Knicks team now because I feel like they're young, they're gritty, they have something to play for. The guy I called before, he said Reggie Bullock reminds me of Chris Copeland. Like some mm-hmm. games he's but some games he's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Chris Copeland used to just come off the bench and just hit shots and shots and shots and shots. And then, you know, some games he used to just be cold. That's what Reggie Bullock reminds me of. But I like what y'all doing. And I'm young and I've been a fan since Penny Hardaway was on the Knicks.
No doubt. Penny's my favorite player, bro. He was washed in the Knicks, but I still rock with him, though, because that Knicks number one, that home white number one was crispy. I need that.
Yeah,
man. All right, bro. Appreciate the call, bro. Appreciate the call. All right, rapid fire. Here we go. My guy Papa Left was out there at MSG today. Papa Left, what's going on, man? What's going on? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Thanks for the opportunity. And, you know, I feel like Julius Randle, if he continues this rate of his career, they need to change the title to the Julius Randle Award for Most Improved Player. Because for real, because this dude, you know, he's got all parts of his game this year that we didn't even see. We didn't even see, like, a glimpse of it. Like, his ability to jab step and get people in the air, and that's Kobe Bryant-level type moves that he's pulling out on the perimeter. Bro.
That's Melo's rhyme book, fam.
Mm-hmm.
It's Melo's rhyme book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I see his ability just take. It's not most improved player. Just doesn't even feel appropriate to the level of improvement that he has. If it wasn't for not having another superstar getting him to 50 wins, he would be the MVP.
True.
So you know, and I just want to say that you know, I don't understand at this point, you know, if we're going to go to quickly and trust quickly with the keys at the end of a game because you want to rest Rose, I really don't get it. It's like, you know, I got my money invested in Robinhood, and I know the utility comes from Coinbase, but I just stay in Robinhood because I like seeing my numbers high, and I don't want to get in on Bitcoin and Dogecoin at the price at Coinbase, but it makes no sense. I should get in on Coinbase. And I feel like it's just like it's that level of mentality with Tibbs on getting benching Elf. Like, I don't get it. Like, there's nothing there. I tried, bro. I tried to get it from a minutes restriction on Rose point standpoint, but today they go to quickly, and I, you know, what are the excuses at that point? And then with RJ, I feel like RJ's the J. Cole of the NBA because these people hate on him for no reason. If you don't like RJ's game all the way, go like somebody else's game. But it doesn't give you free right to just hate on this dude like he doesn't have a tremendous crack. Like, this dude is you know, he's getting fouled. He's getting adjusted to – first of all, I said this to CK. RJ Barrett has played a season where he sat in the corner and he had to develop his game to hit 40% of threes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? His game is getting the ball and going off curls and getting to the rim. This dude's still getting 20 points some games, 20, 22, 25. So that's for that. And then I want to end by saying, you know – and a shout to us getting 40 wins.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Angel wants to make Ashley his shorty, but I got myself a 40, and I'm about to go and nick it. Yeah, I'm about to go and nick it. Yeah, Julius Killer Bees on the Swarm. Rain on LeVar Sun Disco Dome. Got him. Sorry, Charlotte. Yeah, yo, and also Atlanta's going to be a nice hot spot for us to visit, and Miami's going to be in. So I'm in on that.
Yeah.
And Milwaukee, I'll dodge the Dahmer vibes over there. But you know, we're definitely not afraid of the Bucks. Everybody hitting me up is afraid of the Bucks or the Heat. Mm. I'm like, y'all, stop.
No, we're not
stop.
Dodging.
Get
we're
away
not
from
not
me from that energy.
Smoke,
stop.
Man.
Like,
not, definitely not stop. Dodging it, bro.
All right, y'all.
Yeah, man. All right, yo, Knicks be good.
Fan TV, right, baby. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Be good, bro. Yes,
sir.
All right, man. Let's go to the closer. Angel from Philly. Angel, what's going on, bro?
Yo, what's good, yo?
What's good, Angel?
I ain't gonna lie, Papa Left had me dying, bro. I ain't gonna lie. But you know, first thing first, y'all. Let me hit you with that. Yeah.
Yes,
what's good,
yes,
y'all? How y'all feeling today? CP, what's good, bro?
Hey, man. Always a good day, bro. When the Knicks win, man.
Right. My boy CK2K Smooth. What's good, bro?
What's good, Smooth? I'm good, man. I'm good. We got a W. Get one more and close out the season. I'm good.
Right. Listen, man, first thing first, y'all hit that thumbs up for y'all boys, man. Sure. And I want to give a shout-out to my boy Alex, man. My prayers are with you. My boy Jay Boogie, definitely want to give you some prayers as well, brother. And listen, man, I'm happy as hell, man. You know, here goes a fact, man. We got 40 wins this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
The last 2 years, we had 38 wins combined. So that just showed you the growth of this team, man. And all my Knicks fans, man, y'all got to feel this wave and feel this vibe, man. This is going to be continuous success, man. All we got to do is just stick with it, man. Bring back our players, man, and just upgrade at the point guard, man. And shout out to Alpha Payton, bro. I mean, you look like Reptile from Mortal Kombat. I mean, damn, bro, can you give me something, bro? I mean, like, what's going on? I mean, you had the last three games, you had a total of 5 points and 4 assists and over 7 turnovers. I mean, bro, like, shout out to my Frank Cobb, man. Put Frank in if you're going to give me that, bro. You know, we need something better than that. But listen, man, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it wasn't pretty. You know, Charlotte had 15 offensive rebounds. You know, the officiating was atrocious. I mean, at the end of the game with 10 seconds, I don't know how that's not a foul. But it's all good, though. You want to know why? Because let me tell you something. Here goes another fact. The Knicks are 4-2 in overtime, man. And you know what? And we're getting better, man. And at the end of the day, man, you got to love what you see, man. And I'm going to go to boxing, you feel me? And, you know, Charlotte, they gave us some run for our money. But, like, Felix Trinidad, man, we hit him with that left hook in overtime, and it was KO, man. It was lights out. And, you know, just like Birdman, you know, when he went on the Breakfast Show, all y'all Knick haters, man, y'all need to put some respect with the K on our name, man. Y'all need to stop playing, man. Put some respect. And you know what? To y'all Milwaukee Bucks, man, I swear, if y'all bench y'all players, it's all good. You want to know why? Because y'all think y'all just going to run all over everybody. But let me tell you something. This is Gotham City, man. This is the Knicks. And we're going to beat y'all, too. So it don't matter who we play, man.
Let's go.
And listen, man, you know, Atlanta, y'all going to hold this L, too, man. So y'all better hope we don't play y'all. Yeah. Miami, yeah, y'all might have beat us a couple of times. But let me tell you something. This is the playoffs, man. We ain't come here to show up. We came here to win, too, man. And, you know, at the end of the day, my boy Julius Randle with that triple-double, man. He came up clutch. But, you know, we got to stop with the one-on-one basketball, man. We got to keep moving that ball, man. When we move that ball, you know, it's lights out, man. These teams can't beat us. You know what I'm saying? And to my boy Burks, I like the fact that Burks did his thing and we benched Derrick Rose. You know what I'm saying? We went with the flow of the game and he was holding it down for us. You know what I'm saying? And that boy Bullock, man, he had 5 threes, 17 points. And Noel, Block City, man, keep doing your thing, boy, because we need you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm hoping 100%. We can get Mitch back. And, you know, my last fact, man, the Knicks hit 16 threes, man. They shot 43% from three, 51 from the field. And they held the Charlotte Hornets to 26% from three. And, you know, sorry, LaMelo Ball, but, you know, we took your lunch money today, bro. And Boston, let me tell you something, because y'all been running y'all up all these years, man. And let me tell you something. We getting ready to put you on the coffin the next time we play y'all. So let's go get this W, man, and let's go Knicks. Let's go.
Appreciate the
call,
bro.
Right.
My call,
that's
God.
Right.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. It's Angel from Philly closing the show, CK. Great show.
Yes, sir.
Definitely appreciate everybody for tuning in. And, yeah, Angel, man, appreciate it. Shout out Knicks Fan TV, Jared on the boards, holding it down. Jared, great job.
Okay, Jared, yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Let me drop this real quick. Let's see what happens here. All right, yeah. So we know the protocol. Tonight is going to be Heat versus the Bucks, 8 p.m. What's going to happen? Will the Bucks rest their starters? Will they dodge the smoke against the Heat and gun for the Knicks in the sixth seed? Time will tell, man. And then the Knicks will have closing the show against the Celtics tomorrow night, same time. So make sure you guys keep it locked. Come back to Knicks Fan TV after the game as we close out the season. And we'll have a playoff preview by then. We should have. Well, I don't know what time that Hawks-Rockets game is at on Sunday. I don't know if that's a matinee game as well.
Give me 1 second. Sunday. I'm looking at the Hawks are playing at 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or 7 p.m. Eastern.
7 p.m. Mm-hmm. No doubt. CK, go ahead and sign out, bro.
40 wins, baby. That's all I got. You know what it is. Find me everywhere at CK2K. That's here on YouTube, over on Twitter, and on Instagram. But we'll be back tomorrow for the finale. We're hopefully done in the fourth seed for good and for sure for the playoffs. You know what it is. See you then.
Yeah, man. And salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. CPCK2K closing it out. 118-109, Knicks get this W in overtime. You know, it wasn't pretty, but they got the job done, man. Remember, this show's available in audio podcast format. All the major podcast platforms on the Knicks Fan TV. You can't miss it. Smitty's, get your Smitty's Beard Essentials. Go to AngieWatts.com and enter promo code Knicks at checkout. You can get the butter, the beard oil, the beard wash, more accessories. It comes with a nice travel bag if you get the whole package and a comb. So very nice comprehensive package, 20% off. You can't lose, 100% vegan, no synthetic fragrances or dyes, anything like that. So make sure you guys also go out and get that. We definitely appreciate our sponsors at Manscaped. Get 20% off with promo code Knicks at manscaped.com. 20% off and free shipping. And this weekend, I'm giving you guys 30% off on the Knicks Fan TV store. Make sure you guys go out and get your snaps, get the playoff snapbacks. We also got a collaboration. Shout out my guy Steve Verna. The collaboration with Knicks Fan TV and Steve Verna, the New York Grit Tees. So we're doing a 30% off sale this weekend. It's got New York Grit on the front and the Big 15 on the back. So make sure you guys go out and get that. We have them in blue, black, navy blue as well. So make sure you guys are going to get those. And we got some more on the way coming up, man. So 30% off. The promo code for that is playoffs. Promo code for that is playoffs. So make sure you guys are going out and getting those as well. And let me salute the super chats that have come in. Salute to Bad BL came in. Says, I love that RJ got that tech. Closed mouths don't get fed. Yeah, he's got to earn that respect, CK. You know what I mean? Sure. The only way you're going to do that is by going at the refs. So I definitely agree with that. Mm-hmm. JB Floden says, Jocelyn from Columbia says, Julius Randle for MVP. Let's go Knicks. Hashtag TMK. Hashtag free Esteban. Shout out James Warren for the super chat. Shout out Liggy, Australian super chat. Says, I love you guys. Australia checking in. 40 wins. What a year. Great year. Love the street vision. The other day, we here. Yeah, shout out to everybody that came out to MSG and was out there rocking with us, man. We got the mosh pit going out there on 7th Avenue. That was dope. Evergreen G says, new tape on the way. Big 15. Shout out to Jay Boogie. Officially on the album. Let's go tape. Dropping very, very soon. Evergreen G and D.O. So shout out to Evergreen G and D.O. Shout out to... let's see. Go back and make sure that we didn't forget anything. I got them. I got Kenny Williams. Appreciate it. Just, these are the cardiac Knicks for sure. Simmons Singh says 40 wins. I had them around 28 and 32. Everything from here on out is a bonus. It's been a great season already. Shout out Justin Boyd says, I want to get my vaccine shot while the game was on. Had the game on my phone and was the loudest person in the store. Oh, so he said, I went to get my vaccine shot while the game was on.
Gotcha.
Especially Noel's big blocks. Let's go Knicks, 40 wins. No doubt, man. Who else? Let's make sure I got through these. Charlie, appreciate it. He says, real talk, he's going to Stout tomorrow. He said he'll be around MSG tomorrow after the W. Salute to Charlie. Mr. Chill sends a super chat, says, I have nothing to say, just want to support KFTV and the crew. Love. Charlie Correa also sends a super chat. He says, salute Knicks Fan TV, Dave, Queen, Ash, CPCK2K, Jay the Closer Boogie, hashtag Nets Trash. NYDad1 says, tightest team since the 13th season. CP Ashley and CK2K are doing a great job. Keep up the good work, all 72, hashtag all 72. Tibbs, please put Elf on the shelf. And, yeah, that's it, man. Salute to everyone. Well, let me just hit one more refresh. And make sure we're good to go. Make sure we're good to go. One more refresh. I got Evergreen, Liggy, and James Warren. Okay, so that's the story, good. People. We will see you guys tomorrow, same time, same place. Season closer. Will we be one more step to the number four seed? We'll see you after tonight. Keep it locked, Knicks Fan TV. CK, we out of here. Peace.